The street protests began 9 days ago. Youths in Cairo organized a so-called Day of Rage on the heels of the uprising in Tunisia. When a small-scale gathering continued, hundreds of demonstrators were arrested. Nobel laureate Mohamed El-Baradei then returned to his native Egypt, taking part in the anti-government movement. Now, internet access was shut down, followed by mobile phone service soon after. And that night, the president, Hosni Mubarak, broke his silence to say he'd appoint a new cabinet. And on Saturday, he named his first vice president in 30 years, a significant day. But opposition groups rejected Mubarak's cabinet reshuffle and planned a million-strong march. Then on Tuesday, Liberation Square saw its biggest rally of the week. Without the sign of force, hundreds of thousands turned out across the country. By 11 p.m., Mubarak announced he would not run for elections in September, but vowed to die on Egyptian soil. What had been largely peaceful protests then descended into chaos as Mubarak supporters faced off with pro-democracy demonstrators.
Let's speak to one of our correspondents on the ground now from Cairo for an update on the situation. Tell us where you are, what you're seeing, and what the latest is with these clashes.
Well, I'm just a couple of hundred meters away from these clashes that are ongoing between pro-government and anti-government supporters. We're seeing a building, a residential building, that the pro-Mubarak supporters, they set a tree on fire with one of the Molotov cocktails. And there's like a courtyard to the entrance of that building, which is now on fire. And this, of course, is a residential building. And I have to say, I think at this point in time, we have to remember what the president said last night in his speech. He said, "I'm a man of the army, and it's not in my nature to give up responsibility." But the question needs to be asked at this point in time, why are there no fire engines on the streets? Why are they allowing residential buildings to be threatened, being set on fire? There really is absolutely no order here. The streets are burning. Buildings are starting to burn. There's black smoke billowing from the bottom of this building. There had been some lights on in that building a couple of about 20 minutes ago. They've now been switched off. I would only imagine that the residents have perhaps left the building for fear that the whole thing would catch on fire. There really is no sign that this at the moment is calming down. We can hear protesters banging those steel barricades that they've set up. Molotov cocktails still being exchanged between the two sides, and it's showing absolutely no signs of dying down at the moment.
We're looking at the latest pictures that we have from the streets of Cairo as you're talking to us, and it just looks like, and it sounds like from what you're saying, it's an absolute war zone.
Yes, I suppose you could absolutely describe it as that. And, you know, the thing to ask is the military is simply standing by and doing absolutely nothing. Now, they have made a clear point throughout this week to stay neutral. They've told protesters they have a legitimate right to protest. They are, of course, also holding true to their allegiance to the president. However, at this stage, things are really descending into chaos, and what the military has done is simply pulled back and allowed it to happen. So you really need to be asking, especially when residential buildings are being threatened with fire, why there are no fire engines there. As I mentioned, this is really a scene that people need to be asking, why is this being allowed to happen?